USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Coast Guard has joined the search for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. According to NBC News, they've deployed both sea and air resources to assist in the hunt for 40-year-old Robert Card. Those shootings occurred in a Lewiston bowling alley and bar last night. 18 people died and 13 others were injured. In the wake of those shootings, the White House is underscoring the pressing need to tackle what they call the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S.
Let's work together to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Let's work together to enact universal background checks.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre calling upon newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in advancing gun reform legislation. U.S. forces in the Middle East are encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder said these assaults have involved the use of drones and rockets.
U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 12 separate times in Iraq, 4 separate times in Syria, by a mix of one-way attack drones and rockets.
While Ryder did not disclose the specific U.S. response plan, he affirmed that the U.S. retains the inherent right to defend its troops. Pfizer and BioNTech are starting a Phase 3 trial for their combined flu and COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Positive outcomes were reported from the Phase 1 and Phase 2 studies, focusing on safety and effectiveness. The Phase 3 trial, slated to start in the upcoming months, will further assess potential side effects. Packaged chopped onions are under recall due to a salmonella outbreak. Gill's brand diced yellow or red onions have led to reported cases in 22 states. The Center for Disease Control has documented a total of 73 cases nationwide, resulting in 15 hospitalizations. It's crucial to discard the affected packages, as cooking will not eliminate the salmonella risk. This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
More people are looking for work. The Labor Department says unemployment insurance claims for the week ending October 21st are up 10,000 to 210,000. That is slightly higher than was expected. More than 50% of Americans, including those with employer-sponsored insurance, find health care costs challenging. A Commonwealth Fund survey reveals that even for those who bought their own insurance through even the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, 57% face difficulties paying for health care this year. The study indicates that expenses are causing many to forego necessary medical care, with nearly 40% reporting they skipped treatment or prescription drugs in the past year due to financial constraints. Mike Johnson is hitting the ground running.
The House of Representatives has a new speaker in Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana, and his plate is already full. Tops on that list, figuring out how to fund the government before the November 17th deadline and possible shutdown. Add to that the Israel-Hamas war and the border crisis.
The status quo is unacceptable. Inaction is unacceptable, and we must come together and address the broken border. We have to do it.
Johnson's first bill as speaker was a House resolution to support Israel. I'm Corey Myers.
The flags at the U.S. Capitol have been lowered to half-staff to honor the victims of the Maine shooting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who authorized this gesture, expressed the nation's shared sorrow with the community of Lewiston. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.